Welcome to Your Next Mission, the nation's number one video podcast on military transition and leadership. We tell the stories of those who served in the past and those who are serving today. From transition and financial wellness, VA benefits to mental health, we cover issues facing veterans, active military, and their families. Now, here's your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley.
Hello out there. Welcome to Your Next Mission video podcast. The Department of Veterans Affairs, the VA, touches veterans' lives in so many ways, from health care to benefits like home loans and the GI Bill. Every time we're lucky enough to have today's guest on the show, we all learn something new about the VA and the improvements they're working on. So stay with us, because the VA is remapping the way they deliver health care, and we want to find out all about it. But before we do that, I want to personally thank our presenting sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, whose members are the mission, Purdue Global, where you can start your comeback, and USAA, where we take care of our own. With additional sponsorship from Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision, together they make your next mission happen. They love our veterans and families, and I say it every week, we love them too. Oh, now I'm excited to introduce one of my favorite guests that's been on the show about 50,000 times, five or six times, and my friend, the Deputy Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs, the Honorable Dr. Paul L. Lawrence. Sir, welcome back to the show. Glad to have you on again.
Hey, thank you so much, Jack. It's great to be with you, and thanks for all you do. I know your work is invaluable in terms of explaining things to our veterans to make sure they utilize the benefits they've earned, quite frankly.
Well, thank you so much. I certainly appreciate that. And again, I'm glad. I'm just wonderful. I'm so glad or excited to have you on the show, because I always like getting an update. And as we're going through here today, I may have a question that pops up may answer a lot of veterans' questions. So stay with me today, that's for sure. Hey, before we get started, though, would you take a minute or so and tell the audience just a little bit about yourself?
Certainly. Let's see. I grew up in a military family. My father was in the Signal Corps. He served in Korea and Vietnam, spent 26 years in the military. Through that, we traveled all around the world. I was actually born in Japan. We lived in Europe a lot, with high school in Brussels. So from there, I joined ROTC and got commissioned into the Army. I served for almost 3 years in the Finance Corps in the Army, Nations Bankers. That was fun. I got out, spent most of my life as a consultant. I was lucky enough to be able to serve in the first Trump administration as the Undersecretary for Benefits. So that's where I learned all my benefits knowledge. And then now I'm the Deputy Secretary of the VA, right? So building on the knowledge and experience, I've really been extra privileged to come back again and get the chance to finish many of the things we started but didn't get done, and fix some of the things that, quite frankly, got broken by the previous administration.
Well, you know, somebody was real smart to bring you back again, because I know I know you've dedicated your life to help veterans, because we've been talking for a lot of years, and I know you really want to make a difference in the lives of our veterans and families. So I just appreciate what you do. Hey, when we were on the last show, last fall, I guess it was, the VA was getting ready to roll out a brand new electronic health record management system. I guess you call it EHRM for short. Is that running now? Is that up and working?
Oh, it's really nice of you to ask. That's right. You remember two things, right? We were just getting ready to restart the electronic health record, EHRM, that had been paused by the previous team for more than 2 years. And Secretary Collins, when he came in, was very clear. So listen, we need to get our veterans the best tools to deliver world-class health care, and that's to roll out this electronic health record. And so we promised that it would start in April with sites in Michigan. And everybody kind of made fun of us through the fall and said, oh, you'll never do this, it's too hard. But as promised, on April 10th, we went live in 4 sites in Michigan at the hospitals in Detroit, Ann Arbor, Battle Creek, and Saginaw. In fact, in just a couple of weeks in June, we'll do it again in Ohio. So we're in the process of getting veterans the best tools possible to help with their health care. Makes their life easier. We have their whole record. They don't have to tell us the same stories over and over again, because we have it all there. And it makes the life of our doctors and nurses better, because all the information's right there. They get less, you know, more time talking to our veterans about their health care, less time clicking and copying. So we're very excited. You know, it's well known that it works. And a lot of the hospitals that were going to be deployed come on live, and the out years, 29, 30, 31, are all asking now, hey, can we move up? We've heard about this. We want this for our veterans too.
Just from my own education, how many years did we talk about that those kind of records and stuff? That's probably, I mean, I think when I was on active duty, we was talking about doing those things.
Yeah, sure. Well, this was a President Trump initiative in the first term. Technically, yeah. The contract was signed in 2018. So yeah. It started the pandemic. The previous administration put it on pause and then delayed it. So it's really, you know, we would technically say we're in our eighth year, but it doesn't seem like that in terms of how little has been accomplished.
Well, as fast as things move up in D.C., I think that's pretty fast. 8 years if you can get it. No, really. No, that's pretty fast. Hey, why was it so important to implement the system?
Well, basically, our old system was just like timing out. It was very customized. It was hard for us to update it. Technology was changing. Medical technology was changing. It was very hard to deal with. So, for example, you know, if you're a veteran live in Michigan, for example, and you went on vacation in Florida, something happened to you, you went to one of our hospitals there, the record didn't transfer. We had no idea of what was going on in your life. And so there were really some serious limitations. So this is just a better record. This is a commercial product that we use by and large. It's run by a world-class company, Oracle. It's just solid and better. And quite frankly, it'll enable us to do pretty amazing things as new technologies come on board, artificial intelligence. We now have a system that we can plug it into and use. So it'll be wonderful for our doctors.
Yeah. You know, I years ago, I was not using the VA, I was using TRICARE, and I started using the VA. I think I told you last time I was on the show, and I've been so happy using the VA. I mean, I've used it in different locations around the country, and they're always very helpful and stuff. So just a plug for the doctors and nurses that are out there. Hey, speaking of benefits, aren't you working on a new program designed to get benefits into the hands of veterans, you know, much sooner than in the past?
Yeah, well, it's actually funny because I was thinking about the same thing. When did I last appear on your show? It was about a year ago, and I think I was pretty proud that we had just lowered the backlog, those claims over 125 days, under 200,000. Remember, when President Trump was inaugurated, the backlog was 264,000, and we had just lowered it under 200,000. We were pretty happy, but we knew we had more to do. This morning, I looked. It is now 73,000. Yeah, and we have cut 2 months out of the average days it takes to complete a claim. So we're on the cusp of breaking the record for the lowest backlog ever, which was set during President Trump's first term, a little less than 65,000. So we're kind of about ready to go into uncharted territory here and lower to the point where it's never seen such a low record since we've used the backlog as a metric.
I don't think in my entire lifetime, I'm using the VA and being in the Army, I don't think I've ever heard it under 100,000. That's an incredible accomplishment. That's for doggone sure. That's really good. Are you having many issues as far as people, veterans going to the VA or talking about benefits or discharge or whatever? What's the big issue that veterans are talking about when you go out and talk to them now?
Yeah, well, it's funny you mentioned one of the really cool parts of my job is when I go out, I get to engage in veterans in town halls, often go to American Legion posts or VFW posts and talk to them. And so a couple weeks ago, I was in Iron Mountain, Michigan, Upper Peninsula kind of stuff. And I went to a VFW post there, and one of the persons stood up and said, hey, I want you to know, I'm a service officer. I filed a claim for one of my veterans. They had it processed in 3 weeks. So folks know that the speed is picking up. The other thing they're talking about is just convenience. We're doing a lot more benefits delivery at discharge, right? Before you get out, fill in your paperwork. Once you become a veteran, we'll have your benefits for you. So that's really picking up too. So we're really trying to respond to the feedback we get from veterans of, you know, hey, I've earned these benefits. I want them quick, fast, in a hurry. I want to be able to utilize them once I've left the military.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Every time I talk to you, I learn something more about the VA that I thought I knew, but now I learn a lot more. Hey, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, I'd like to hear about the new healthcare centers that will open up and about something new called the VA centers. I've never heard that before. So I'll be right back, sir. Wait right there. This is Your Next Mission Video Podcast with me, your host, Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. If you're enjoying the discussion, I know you are because we're talking about our benefits, our veterans' benefits. And we're talking to a person that cares about changing the lives of our family, our veteran family, and our families. Please like us. Click on that subscribe button below. And don't be sure to click on the, be sure to click on the bell to receive notifications of all of our upcoming video podcast releases. I'll be right back after a word from our presenting sponsors.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, proudly presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Their members are the mission. Purdue Global. You're ready for a comeback, and with Purdue Global, you can do more than take classes. You can take charge of your story, of your career, of your life. Earn a degree you can be proud of and get an education employers respect. Start your comeback at PurdueGlobal.edu. And USAA.
A century ago, our founders made a promise to always take care of their own. That promise is still at the heart of everything we do and why our members know we'll do what's right. Because at USAA, we take care of our own.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're talking with the Honorable Dr. Paul R. Lawrence, Deputy Secretary of the VA. Before we get back to our discussion, I want to let you know about a way to support the work we're doing here on the American Freedom Foundation on behalf of our veterans and families. If you have a used vehicle you're planning on getting rid of or some property you don't have any plans for, you can donate it. Visit our website at AmericanFreedomFoundation.org/donate or click on that vehicle donation button or that home donation button to support our work. We really would appreciate your support. Sir, I understand the VA has opened up quite a few new healthcare facilities since 2025. How many and where are they?
Yeah, I think you're talking about vet centers, right? These are not so much healthcare facilities as think about them as storefronts where veterans can meet and go and talk to other veterans. As part of that, they can learn about the different benefits in the healthcare. But what we've noticed, and this is one of Secretary Collins' real passions, the desire for veterans to connect with other veterans. And so that's what these are, vet centers. Again, you know, you don't have to make an appointment. You just show up. They tend to be conveniently located. And there you'll meet other veterans, to include VA employees, who can help our veterans navigate the system. So we think the connectivity is really one of the special features of the vet centers.
Will the staff at the vet centers be veterans themselves?
Yes, they can be. Well, they'll be VA folks, many of whom are veterans, not all of them are, but what they facilitate is the connection between veterans. So you would go in there and you could very well be in a discussion group with other veterans, sharing common stories and the like. So we think it's the connectivity that really makes them special.
Well, I think it's really therapy for them. Because a lot of times when people get out of the service, they're looking for, you know, looking for their tribe. They're trying to find, you know, like people that sort of talk the same kind of language.
No, I think you got it exactly right. It's connectivity. It's the tribe. It's others who have similar experiences. And so, again, it's really been a good conduit. Part of what we're focusing on right now is making sure veterans are connected to VA. Since January, we've added 140,000 veterans who were previously not connected to us. This is part of our search to make sure everybody understands we're here, it's benefits you've earned, please connect with us. Again, in the town hall I mentioned in Iron Mountain, an older veteran was at a table and said, hey, you know, how do we get the younger veterans to connect to places like the VFW, to places like VA? And I was like, this is a fantastic question. Please simply tell them, engage with us, come to our facilities, connect with us online. You know, you don't have to do things with us, but this will make it easier later on, perhaps when your disabilities or your conditions get worse or something happens to you, us to engage with your family. So we're really focused on that.
Well, you use a lot more social media nowadays too, aren't you? I mean, getting the word out with social media.
That's exactly right. I mean, if folks want to see Secretary Collins on social media, they should definitely look for him on Twitter or X. He's all over all the platforms. As you mentioned, I'm on a LinkedIn. I try real hard to post information about veterans benefits, about the programs we're doing, about things we're expanding and ways to connect with us. So very much have a sense that the younger generation of veterans is using that platform to provide information to us. In fact, I have folks who help me look at the comments. So if folks have questions about certain things and or individual complaints, we can get them into the system to somehow get them resolved.
Well, I was going to say, if they have issues or problems wherever they're at, they can. Do you want them to share that with you too, I guess?
Well, they do. No matter what you say, they're going to share them with me because that's just the nature of social media.
There's no question about that.
And so it's not just me. As the Secretary of Social Media too as well. We know that's how people provide us feedback. Once you kind of cut through the shenanigans, we get some really good insights. And quite frankly, some of the feedback has really helped me better understand what's not working to go and look at it. So we welcome it as a place where this is how veterans want to communicate with us. You know, part of what we're talking about is being where the veterans are. They're on social media, then we got to be on social media to really appreciate what, you know, what they're experiencing and what the feedback is.
Yeah. How important is it to help promote the sense of community, especially among veterans who have just transitioned out? I mean, I know when I transitioned out of the military, I thought I'm just going to get out in the community and build a house and, you know, everything's normal. But it wasn't because there was no veterans around there to sort of talk to when I got out there.
Yeah. Well, the feedback on this is really, really clear. The surveys, as well as, you know, our own experience, as well as just listening to things. And I want you to know that's well understood by the folks at the Department of War. So I'm spending an awful lot of time collaborating with the Undersecretary for Personnel and Readiness about what that journey should be, and even connecting it to some of our national security concerns. So, for example, we know veterans will leave and hopefully start great careers. We want to encourage them to think about careers in the defense industrial base. We need ships. Would you like to be involved in the shipping industry, right? A welder or, you know, some of those. But also they need accountants and, managers too, right? So if we're going to build the Golden Dome, as the president says, who's going to put that all together? We're going to need electricians for all this AI stuff we're talking about, right? So we want to remind veterans about, you know, connect, get a job, earn money, have your family grow, but also think about the continued connection to our national security interests.
Yeah, I wasn't going to ask you this question, but you just brought it up. When you talk about getting a job, is there a lot of jobs available for veterans in the VA?
Yes, as a matter of fact, if you want to find a job at the VA, I think it's usajobs.gov. Please look, we are hiring. We continue to hire. There's a lot of shortages for nurses and providers, but we also have a wide range of skills that support those, as well as folks who process claims and the like. So we like to think we're an employer of choice. But yes, I forget the numbers, but many of our employees are veterans, so we'd like to encourage veterans to think about, you know, working here too.
Yeah. One of the questions I asked you last time in the show, if you was going to make any kind of cuts in the VA, because you hear all these people talking about cuts, and you said, hey, no, we're not doing that. I'm sure that's true still, isn't it?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Now, listen, we are growing. We are under our cap for how many we could hire, so we are growing. We are greatly sensitive to our veterans' demands. Hey, we need more doctors in certain places because the population is a veteran. We are hiring. We are carefully looking. Now, this isn't to say that we don't exit people. We get rid of bad performers all the time, sadly, because we think our veterans deserve great customer service. So we are aware of that. But yes, we are hiring. Rumors and misinformation about us being not able to hire are simply not true.
Yeah. Hey, one last question. We'll take a quick break. When I got out of the Army a long time ago, but I think you probably have more people utilizing the VA than you ever had before, don't you? I mean, the numbers are really increasing.
Well, technically, the veteran population is decreasing, so the math probably on that one isn't quite right. But what you see is a lot of veterans now connecting with us, and so it is picking up through new benefits like the PACT Act. We're providing more benefits than recently, and we are trying to make sure that veterans realize, especially when they think about affordability, that your health care is affordable if it's free from the VA, for example. Mm-hmm. So we want to make people aware of the tremendous value of their benefits and how they can work to help some of the challenges they might be experiencing.
Yeah. So, hey, sir, this is a lot of great information here. We need to take a quick break. Let's talk about the future when we come back. So, sir, just wait right there. I'll be right back. Now, here's a word for one more of the organizations to help make this show possible.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, brought to you in part by Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision.
Quality insurance will set you up for the rest of your life. And I think that's what Blue Cross and Blue Shield has demonstrated for decades.
It adds to your longevity of life because we want to be there for our loved ones. We want to be there for our family.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with the Honorable Dr. Paul R. Lawrence, Deputy Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs. Remember, this is your show. We know there's so many issues that directly affect you, and we want to address each and every one of them. So please, let me know what you'd like us to cover on the show. You can leave me a message at 844-424-1134, or you can send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. And guess what? I'll reach back out to you. Sir, what are some of the VA priorities that things you want to see done for the remaining time that you're in office?
Well, we just went through about the first year here. We had a lot of successes around things like the backlog I talked about, opening new clinics, providing off-hour appointments, more than 2 million appointments outside of non-traditional business hours, as well as starting the electronic health record. So we look out to 2026, we have a couple initiatives that are related to health. We've got to continue deploying the health record, but we're also streamlining our hospital system. For more than 30 years, people have been writing reports about there's too much bureaucracy, it makes decision-making harder, it confuses veterans. So late last year, we started a new program to streamline that, reduce the layers of bureaucracy. It'll take place over the next year and a half or so while we do that. We think that'll be better for veterans, more people to provide care, less folks, gumming up the works. The other thing we're doing is we're really expanding our community care network. I think, as you know, we offer care two ways, direct through our hospitals and community care based on access, how long it takes for you to drive to our facilities, as well as just the availability of specialists. We want to make that offering richer and more robust so that we have more flexibility over the care available. Continues to be one of the feedback we get. It's too hard to get care. I live far away from your facility. The community care options in my area are limited, so we really want to address that. So we're very much focused on getting veterans their benefits and services timely and in a way they want it.
Yeah, you just made me think of something. Don't we have? Don't the VA have buses or mobile homes now that take medical doctors or nurses out to some desolate places around the country? I guess that don't have the VA around them.
Yeah, we have a limited number of those. You're right. That try to go to these places that are difficult to be, and we have a bunch of different programs that are in-home based care, often for folks based on their age and the like. But we know that. It pains us to hear something like, Jack drove to his appointment and it was 2 hours away. And that was in the community, right? Because we just didn't have an option close to them. So that's something we're really working on to figure out how to deal with.
Yeah. If someone has a question, whether it's about, healthcare or the records benefits or many things that the VA handles, who should they turn to? How do they get help?
Yeah, so there's a bunch of different ways. You can walk into our facilities, right?
Yeah.
Nearby hospitals, walk in and say, I have a question, and we'll help you that way. You can call us. So I can give you one number, especially related to benefits, is like 1-800-827-1000. That's our benefits, and often they can connect you. You can go online at va.gov and search for how to contact us and find a way that works best for you. Often if you have a special thing, hey, I want to learn more about a specific thing, they'll refer you to a number. And often we have a chat bot that'll help you there. So we try to really be accessible. And if you desire, you can even write us letters if that's your thing. But we're trying to be as available in as many ways as possible as our veterans want to communicate with us.
If you had one thing that you would say is an issue for veterans, what would it be? I mean, what's the biggest issue for veterans?
Basically, they want to make sure that we want to make sure they understand what they've earned. You know, I think there's often frustrations about, oh, I did not know I was eligible for this. You'd be surprised, Jack, and maybe you've had this question. I didn't think I was a veteran. I didn't serve in combat. Or someone told me something. So we want to make sure they get all the information to understand what they've earned and how to access it. That tends to be the challenge, which is why town halls are so valuable, to figure out, okay, how could you miss that? We spend so much time and energy explaining it, but we must not be doing it as well as we should because you continue to have questions. So we'd like them to make sure they have the information and make sure they understand what's available for them and how we can help them use these benefits.
Yeah, I think last time we talked, I said if I was king for a day, I'd put benefits and entitlements into the education system of our military and start talking about that way before they got out of the service. Because I got to be honest with you, when I got out of the service, and I think most people are the same thing. They don't know much about their benefits. They don't know much about their entitlements and stuff. So, I mean, we got to do a better job, and you are doing a better job, and you're making it better each and every day, and I know that for a fact. I just want to tell you, thanks for the great update, and thanks for what you're doing at the VA. Any final thoughts, anything that maybe you missed or you want to share with the audience?
Yeah, I guess I would just build on your last point, which is have veterans know, hey, there's a lot out there, right? Please come connect with us. Come talk to us about this to make sure, you know, you're taking advantage and using all the things you've earned. You're right. There's actually so many of them, it's hard to know exactly what's available. But if you don't do it for you, think about your family, because there's also benefits for your family in case something happens to you. So I'd really ask people, say, please connect to us. Again, think about the elderly veteran I described in Iron Mountain Town Hall. Tell your friends, you know, hey, I'm connected. They're maybe not. Say, hey, why don't you go get connected? See if they can help you with a benefit or something that later you'll really appreciate. And by the way, you've earned these.
Yeah. Hey, sir, I know you're busy, and I appreciate you coming on the show. Do me a favor now. We said you've been on more than anybody else. Come back. I want to talk to you some
absolutely.
More.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, I really appreciate it. I'm sure in the near term there's going to be more things to tell you about in terms of our accomplishments. So I welcome the opportunity to come back, tell you about those, and then answer your questions.
Well, anytime that you have some large change or something's going on that you think we want to get out to the veteran community, please have somebody reach out to you. We'd love to get you on the show and talk about those things. Again, thank you for coming on the show, and thank you for what you're doing for our veterans and their families.
You as well, Jack. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks again to the Honorable Dr. Paul R. Lawrence for being with us today. I'm Jack F. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. You've been enjoying Your Next Mission video podcast, and thank you for joining us. Log on to our website at yournextmission.org and check out our job board in partnership with Recruit Military and Offline, where you can create your own personal profile that will match you with just the right job in real time. You can follow me on my personal social media pages. Never thought I'd say that. Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And if you like what we're doing with Your Next Mission, please click on that subscribe button below. And don't forget to click on the bell to receive notifications of all of our upcoming video podcasts. Remember, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Thanks again to Dr. Paul Lawrence for joining us today. It's always great having him on the show. You know, when I love talking to him because he tells you the truth. He tells you straight on. He doesn't cut anything down, and he knows what he's talking about. You see, here's a guy that cares about the VA. If you're not using the VA, if you're not talking to the VA and you're a veteran, something's wrong. Get out there and learn about your VA. It's not the VA of 10 years ago or 20 years ago or 30 years ago. It's the new VA, and they want to take care of you. So reach out to them. Learn about your benefits. Learn about your entitlements, and learn how they're changing the system to make our lives better. Thanks for watching, and thanks to Bungalow Studios and, of course, our sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, USAA, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision. We appreciate all you do for our military. And as always, see you on the high ground. Hooah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.